Tape 1, Side 2, Lesson 4, The JAWS for Windows User Interface. Lesson 5, JAWS for Windows Help. Lesson 6, An Orientation to the HJPAD Application. This learning module is entitled The JAWS for Windows User Interface. This lesson introduces you to several menu options within the JAWS application window and shows you how to modify voice menu options.
So far in these basic training lessons, you've learned how to launch two applications, JAWS for Windows, which you launched from the Run dialog, and then later checked Run JAWS first, so JAWS would come up talking every time you started your computer, and the Notepad program, the basic text editing software that comes with Windows 95, Windows NT, and Windows 98 operating systems. As you may recall, we were able to move our application focus between these two programs by pressing the Alt in combination with the Tab key. This is what allows us to multitask in the Windows environment, that is, have more than one program running at any given time, and work between these programs by moving our application focus. And we've already learned a few different ways of moving our application focus. We can either press the key combination of Alt plus Tab to move between currently open programs, or we can access currently open programs from the taskbar. You may also recall that JAWS for Windows has a hotkey or shortcut key combination that allows us to place our application focus on the JAWS main application window. I'm going to go ahead and press that key combination of Insert plus the letter J now.
JAWS.
This keystroke should land you in the JAWS main application window, regardless of what other programs are currently running. While you will discover several shortcuts as you go through these lessons, understand that virtually any function or feature that you would like to access having to do with JAWS may be accessed from within the menu system of the JAWS main application window. Let's take a look at some of these menu options now. I'll activate the menu bar by pressing the Alt key.
Menu bar file.
You may recall that this is the menu that we used when we checked the Run JAWS first option in the first lesson of this tutorial. I'm going to right arrow to our next menu bar item.
Voices.
Here's the Voices menu where we can adjust the various voice characteristics of our speech synthesizer, such as rate of speech and pitch. I'll right arrow again.
Utilities.
The Utilities menu contains several more advanced items, such as the various JAWS managers, and we'll be covering these managers in some detail later in this tutorial. I'm going to right arrow to the next menu bar option.
Language.
The Language menu allows us to switch between multiple synthesizers and/or supported languages. I'll arrow to the next item on the menu bar.
Help.
The Help menu will be going into some detail on using help with JAWS for Windows. I'll right arrow again. And we've ended up on our application control menu, which JAWS does not speak. However, if I were to down arrow here, I would activate the associated pull-down menu. I'm going to right arrow again.
File.
And we're back to File where we began. Let's go ahead and change some voice settings by first arrowing over to the Voices menu. I'll do this now.
Voices.
And down arrow to activate the associated pull-down menu.
Menu active global dot dot dot.
I'm going to quickly down arrow through the other items in this pull-down menu until I come back to global, just to give you an idea of what other menu items there are in our Voices pull-down menu.
Keyboard dot dot dot. PC cursor dot dot dot. JAWS cursor dot dot dot. message dot 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 uppercase dot 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 global dot dot dot.
And here we are back at global. When we first activated this pull-down menu, we immediately got three pieces of information. First, that our voices menu was now active. The first item within our voices menu, which is global, was selected, and we also heard Jaws speak dot dot dot, pressing enter on an item with a dot dot dot, otherwise known as an ellipsis, will activate a dialog box. The global option in our voices pull-down menu is currently selected. This means that all those other items that we saw as we were down arrowing through this menu, such as keyboard, Jaws cursor, and PC cursor, are all going to be affected the same, as opposed to individually, by activating the Voices Global Dialog Box. I'm going to press Enter to activate this dialog box now.
Enter, leaving menus, global voice settings, dialog, volume, colon, edit, set this using system volume control, period.
Since I'm using Eloquence, which is the dedicated software synthesizer that comes with Jaws for Windows, there is no option for setting the volume level in this dialog box. This is because the volume of Eloquence, or your software synthesizer, is going to be set depending on how your system volume is set. I'm going to tab to the next control.
Rate colon 175 left right scroll bar 10%.
Jaws tells us that the rate is currently set at a value of 175. The type of control this is a left-right scroll bar, and that a value of 175 is equal to 10% of what's available on this scroll bar. Jaws for Windows utilizes what's known as standard Microsoft Foundation classes, making it easy for us to identify the type of control that our application focus is currently resting on. So if you ever have any question as to how to proceed within a certain dialog box or how a particular control works, you can use the keystroke of Insert plus the function key F1 to get screen sensitive help. I'll go ahead and press Insert plus F1 now.
This is a scroll bar. Use the right arrow down arrow or page down keys to increase the value. Use the left arrow or page up keys to decrease the value. Use the tab key to move to the next control.
So Jaws first identifies the type of control that this is, how to use the control, and then how to proceed within a particular dialog box. In the case of this left-right scroll bar, Jaws tells us that we can either use the down arrow, right arrow, or page down key to increase the value, that is, increase our rate, or we can use the left arrow, or page up keys to decrease the value of this control. I'm going to first press the right arrow to increase my rate.
176, 177, 178.
And of course, left arrow does the same thing in the opposite direction.
177, 176, 175.
If I want to jump by larger units, I can press the page up and page down keys. I'll go ahead and press the page down key now to increase my value.
245.
Again.
315.
And again.
385.
And of course, pressing the page up key or the number 9 on the numpad will decrease the value. I'm going to go back to 175.
315. 245. 175.
If I want to start out at one extreme or another, I can either slow Jaws all the way down by pressing the home key, which is the same as the number 7 on your numeric keypad. I'll go ahead and press this now.
100.
And if I want to speed it all the way up and use that as a starting point and then slow it down by pressing my page up key, I can press the number 1, which is the end key on my numeric keypad. So if you didn't catch that, the fastest possible value with this slider is 800. I'd like to set my speech rate back to a value of 175. So since I'm at 800 right now, and I know that the lowest possible value with this left-right scroll bar is 100, I'm going to press the home key to get back to 100.
100.
Now I'll press the page down key.
170.
And now I'll right arrow to 175.
171. 172, 173, 174, 175.
I'm going to tab to the next control.
Tab, pitch, colon, 65, left, right, scroll bar, 64%.
Again, I can go from one extreme to the other by either pressing the home or end keys. I'll press the home key now.
One.
There's a voice with some authority. And I'll press the number one key or end key to set jaws at the highest pitch.
100.
You can hear that there's a reason for our default settings being what they are. We try to place our default settings in the most comfortable range for listening for long periods of time. I'm going to page up to decrease the value of this left-right scroll bar.
91.
And I'm going to go until I get back to 64, which is our default setting.
82, 73, 64.
And I'm going to keep the default setting for my pitch. Of course, you can feel free to change yours to whatever you're comfortable with. I'm going to tab to the next control.
Tab, person, colon, combo box, read.
Here we can select the person or voice that we would like to use. And this is a different type of control called a combo box. Let's press insert plus F1 to get screen sensitive help on this control.
This is a combo box. Type in the value or use Alt plus down arrow to open the list box. Use the arrow keys to move between the items. Use Alt plus up arrow or escape to close the list box. Use the tab key to move to the next control.
So what this means is that if I know what I'd like to put in this combo box, I can simply type it in at this point. And if I don't, I can down arrow through the choices in this combo box. We heard that we could use the Alt plus down arrow key to open the list box, and we can use Alt plus up arrow to close that list box. Some programs require that you use these commands. However, in this case, we can simply use our arrow keys. I'm going to press the down arrow key.
Shelly.
There's a person named Shelly.
Bobby.
There's Bobby.
Rocco.
There's Rocco.
Glenn.
Glenn.
Sandy.
Sandy.
Grandma.
Grandma.
Grandpa.
And Grandpa. I'm simply going to press the home key to jump back up to the top of this list.
Home, read.
I'll tab to the next control.
Tab, punctuation, colon, combo box, all.
By default, JAWS is set to speak all punctuation. And this all punctuation option is at the bottom of this particular list. So I can have JAWS speak all punctuation, I'll up arrow.
Most.
Most punctuation, I'll up arrow again.
Some.
I can have JAWS speak some punctuation, I'll up arrow again.
None.
Or I can have JAWS speak no punctuation at all. I'm going to jump back down to the end of this list and select all punctuation once again.
End all.
Selecting the punctuation level from within this dialog is going to affect the default settings. In the section on using the Configuration Manager, you'll learn how to set application-specific punctuation level, which means the JAWS will speak at whatever punctuation level you set in this dialog box until you load an application for which you've specified a different punctuation level using the JAWS Configuration Manager. I'm going to tab to the next control.
Tab, OK button.
Here's my OK button, and I do not want to activate this button because if I do, any of the settings that I changed in this dialog box is going to affect all those other options in the Voices menu the same. Since I don't want my PC cursor voice, JAWS cursor voice, or message voices all set with the same voice parameters, I'm going to cancel any of the changes that I made in my global voice settings dialog by pressing the Escape key and return my application focus back to the JAWS main application window.
JAWS.
This learning module is entitled JAWS for Windows Help. In this lesson, you will learn how to access the help you need depending on your situation. You will learn about different types of user help available in dialog boxes and programs for which application-specific help has been written. You will also learn how to use keyboard help to familiarize yourself with your keyboard layout.
JAWS for Windows provides several help options that are available to you at any time when using the JAWS for Windows screen reader. The most basic help option is called Keyboard Help. This help option may be toggled on or off at any time, irregardless of what application currently has the focus. When toggled on, Keyboard Help allows you to explore the keyboard without affecting the application that you happen to be in at the time. So if you're new to JAWS for Windows, or computers in general, Keyboard Help will allow you to quickly locate various characters on your keyboard and help you review JAWS commands without affecting the application that you're working in. The JAWS keystroke used to toggle on Keyboard Help is the key combination of insert on the numeric keypad in combination with the number 1 on your numbers row, that is, the number 1 just above and slightly to the left of the letter Q on your main keyboard. I'll go ahead and press this keystroke now.
Keyboard help on.
JAWS speaks keyboard help on. Now I'm in a position where I can press any key on my keyboard, and JAWS will either announce what that key is, or if it's a JAWS keystroke, will both announce the keystroke and then give you a detailed description on what that keystroke does. For example, now that I've got keyboard help turned on, I'm going to press the number 5 on my numeric keypad.
Numpad 5, say character, says the character at the cursor.
And JAWS speaks, numpad 5, say character, says the character at the cursor. So this is a JAWS command. If I press the Enter key, I'll go ahead and do this now.
Enter.
Notice that JAWS simply speaks Enter, because this is not a JAWS keystroke. At this time, I'd like you to stop the lesson and spend some time exploring your keyboard. If you're using a desktop keyboard, pay extra attention to your numeric keypad. In the next lesson, you're going to be learning how to navigate a text document using that numeric keypad. And I'll be referring to the numeric keypad as the numpad in later lessons. Please stop the lesson now and join me again after you've spent some time exploring your keyboard. Now that you've explored your keyboard, you can toggle keyboard help off with the same keystroke that you used to turn it on. Insert plus the number 1 on your numbers row. I'll go ahead and do this now.
Keyboard help off.
By default, JAWS for Windows is set at a beginner level of verbosity. The other two verbosity settings are intermediate and advanced. We'll be discussing the adjust JAWS verbosity in a later lesson. I'm only bringing it up now because when JAWS is set at the beginner level of verbosity, each time you load the JAWS for Windows program, a help message is going to be spoken, and that message sounds like this.
JAWS for Windows is ready. For screen-sensitive help, press Insert plus F1. For JAWS help keys or help in dialog boxes, press Insert plus H. For a summary of Windows shortcut keys, press Insert plus W.
So right away, as soon as we load the JAWS for Windows program, we get three pieces of information on where to find help. The first one was, for screen-sensitive help, press Insert plus F1. Provided that the software that you are running uses what are known as standard Microsoft Foundation classes, or if you're using one of the several popular off-the-shelf applications for which JAWS configurations and scripts have been designed, Insert plus F1 will give you help based on the current location of your application focus. For example, my application focus is currently on the Windows Desktop List view. So I'm going to press Insert plus the function key F1 to hear what screen-sensitive help has to say about my Desktop List view.
This is the desktop list view. It contains shortcut icons. Use the arrow keys to move from item to item, or press the first letter of the desired item. Press enter or double click to select. Press tab to move to the start button or shift plus tab to move to the taskbar. If the desktop items are not being read correctly, you may need to minimize all applications. This can be accomplished with insert plus F6.
So we get quite a lengthy description on how to proceed in our desktop list view, as well as how to move around on our desktop. I'm going to press the tab key to move to the start button.
Start button.
And now I'll press insert plus F1 to get screen sensitive help on the start button.
This is the start button. Press enter to open the start menu. Items in the start menu are used to launch applications, or tab to move to the taskbar. You can use Control plus Escape to activate this menu at any time.
I'll tab to the taskbar.
Tab. Taskbar.
And I'm going to do the same thing here. Insert plus the function key F1.
This is the taskbar. It contains the currently running applications. Use the arrow keys to move between the tabs. Use Enter to invoke the application. Use Alt plus Enter to open the taskbar properties dialog. Use the tab key to move to the desktop.
Another help item mentioned when we first launched the JAWS for Windows program is hotkey help, which is activated by pressing Insert in combination with the letter H. I'm going to press this keystroke, but shortly thereafter, I'm going to press the Control key to silence speech. Feel free to stop the lesson and listen to this message in its entirety, and then resume the lesson. I'll press Insert plus the letter H now.
Here are some JAWS hotkeys for general use. Screen sensitive help message, use insert plus F1. JAWS help for applications, use insert plus F1, press twice quickly. Windows tips on navigation, use insert plus W.
And I press the Control key to silence speech. The last message that we heard before I pressed the Control key told us that for Windows tips on navigation, press insert plus the letter W. I'm going to press that keystroke, and then I'm going to press the Control key to silence speech. Again, feel free to stop the lesson and listen to this message in its entirety. I'll press insert plus W now.
The following Windows keyboard commands can be useful. To open the start menu, use Control plus Escape. For Windows help, press F1. To exit an application, use Alt plus F4.
And I press the Control key to silence speech. Now let's go to the JAWS main application window and see what kind of help we can get from within the JAWS help menu. I'll press insert plus the letter J to bring my focus to the JAWS main application window.
JAWS.
And now I'm going to activate the JAWS help pull-down menu by pressing the key combination of Alt plus the letter H.
Alt H. Menu active. Help JFW help topics. F1.
The JAWS help pull-down menu has been activated, and JAWS tells us that JFW help topics is the first selected item in this particular menu. I'm going to press down arrow until I cycle back around to this first item, that is JFW help topics. I'll down arrow.
Quick reference. What apostrophe S new. Customizing JFW. End user license agreement. Technical support ... About JAWS for Windows ... JFW help topics, F1.
Once again, we hear JFW help topics, F1. F1 indicating that if we had just pressed the F1 key to begin with, we would end up in the dialog that we're going to go into when we press the Enter key here. I'm going to go ahead and press the Enter key now.
Enter. Leaving menus. JAWS. JAWS for Windows 3.3 help. Help topics : contents dialog. Contents page. Click a book ; and then click open ; or click another tab ; such as index ; review. Book welcome to JAWS for Windows closed.
So here we are in what's called the help contents dialog, and we're given some instructions on how to proceed in this dialog. And the control that our focus is placed on is a tree view, on which the currently selected item is what's referred to as a book called Welcome to JAWS from Windows. And this book is closed. I can confirm this by pressing the JAWS keystroke to read the current line, that is, the key combination of insert plus up arrow, or the number 8 on the numpad.
Book Welcome to JAWS for Windows closed.
I can open this book by pressing the right arrow key.
Welcome to JAWS for Windows.
We hear Welcome to JAWS for Windows, which is enough to let me know that this book is now open, but if I wanted to, I could use that read current line command again. I'll go ahead and do this now.
Book Welcome to JAWS for Windows opened.
So now that I've opened this book, I'm going to down arrow in this tree view to see what topics are included in this book.
Topic Welcome.
There's the Welcome topic.
Topic Documentation Conventions.
Again.
Topic Getting Help.
And I'm going to go ahead and press Enter on this topic, Getting Help.
Enter. JAWS for Windows 3.2 Help. Getting help. Information and help is provided in a variety of formats and places, period. The audio tape training package gives you the best possible start on your road to mastering Microsoft Windows and JFW, period.
I press the control key to silence speech. We can review the current screen by pressing the JAWS keystroke of control plus the insert plus the down arrow key, also referred to as the Control Say All key. I'm going to press this keystroke, and shortly thereafter I'm going to press the control key to silence speech.
Information and help is provided in a variety of formats and places, period. The audio tape training package gives you the best possible start on your road to mastering Microsoft Windows and JFW, period.
I press the control key, and as you can hear, our speech synthesizer's voice changed. This is because there is no caret or insertion point for our PC cursor to follow, so the JAWS cursor, which is synonymous to our mouse pointer, is turned on, and as JAWS is reading, the mouse pointer is actually moving across the screen. Pressing the control key stops the mouse pointer on the last word that you heard spoken, allowing you to easily navigate using the JAWS cursor or mouse pointer. And this, of course, allows you to view a help topic in detail. We could advance to the next screen by pressing the key combination of Control plus the page down key, or number 3 key, on the numpad. I'm going to press this keystroke, and shortly thereafter I'm going to press the control key to silence speech.
A large amount of technical information for those who want to set up JFW to respond to the greatest challenges of Microsoft Windows is available in the appropriate user language subdirectory in.
Or we could go to the previous screen by pressing Control plus the page up, or number 9 key on the numpad. I'm going to press this keystroke, and shortly thereafter I'm going to press the control key to silence speech.
Information and help is provided in a variety of formats and places, period. The audio tape training package you.
I'm going to exit help now and return my focus back to the JAWS application window by simply pressing the escape key.
JAWS.
I'm going to activate the help dialog once again, except this time instead of pressing Alt plus the letter H and then Enter, I'm going to press F1 to activate the Help Contents dialog.
F1. JAWS for Windows 3.2 Help. Help Topics : Contents dialog. Contents page. Click a book, comma, and then click Open, period. Or click another tab, comma, such as Index, period. Tree view. Book Welcome to JAWS for Windows closed.
And I'm going to down arrow until I hear Windows and Applications.
Book Getting Started closed. Book JFW Basics closed. Book Windows and Applications closed.
I'm going to right arrow to open this book.
Windows and Applications.
There can be books as well as topics contained within a book. I'm going to down arrow until I hear Using JFW with Popular Windows Applications.
Book Exploring Microsoft Windows closed. book using JFW with popular applications closed.
I'll open this book by pressing right arrow.
Using JFW with popular applications.
And I can either arrow down through the topics in this book, or I can get to the one that I'm looking for by using first letter navigation. In this case, let's just use, for an example, the Word 8 help file. I'll press the letter W to quickly bring me to the Word 8 topic now.
W, Word 8.
Enter to open this topic.
Enter. JAWS for Windows 3.3 help plus Word 8. Here are the instructions on using Microsoft Word version 8 with JAWS for Windows version 3.3 period. This file is written in the following order: colon, system requirements, helpful hints, keystrokes and descriptions, system requirements. Microsoft Word is supported both under Microsoft Windows 95 and Microsoft Windows NT period.
I press Control to silence speech. If I had actually been in the Microsoft Word 8 program, and press the key combination of insert plus the function key F1 twice in rapid succession, this very same help screen would then come up. And this is known as application-specific help. That is, what you need to know about using a particular application with JAWS for Windows. I'm going to press the Escape key to return to the JAWS main application window.
JAWS.
The last thing that I'm going to show you in this section is a JAWS help menu item called About JAWS. The About JAWS screen contains information about the JAWS for Windows program, such as authors, copyright information, and version number, as well as information about you. That is, your serial number and whether or not you are a software maintenance agreement holder. It's extremely helpful to have this information handy should you ever need to place a phone call to either the Henter Joyce technical support or customer service teams. About Help can be found in the Help pull-down menu. I'm going to go ahead and activate that menu with an Alt plus the letter H now.
Alt H, menu active, Help, JFW, Help Topics, F1.
And I can either arrow down to About Help or simply press the letter A.
This learning module is entitled An Orientation to the HJPAD Application. HJPAD is a word processor that has been developed by Henter Joyce. In this lesson, you will receive an orientation to the HJPAD application layout, practice navigating text within a document, and practice opening and closing documents. You will also learn how to navigate the various window controls found in dialog boxes using the sample dialogs provided with HJPAD.
The HJPAD application that comes with JAWS for Windows is a fully functioning word processing program. The HJPAD application has been included to serve as an example of how a typical Windows application is laid out, as well as illustrate the many controls and dialogs that you will encounter while working in the Windows environment. The HJPAD application can be located in the JAWS for Windows, or JFW, submenu under Programs in my Start menu. I'll go ahead and press the Windows logo key to open the Start menu now.
Left Windows, Start menu, Programs submenu.
I'll press Enter to open the Programs submenu.
Enter, Accessories submenu.
And I'll press the letter J until I hear JFW 33.
JFW 33.
I'll press Enter to open the JFW 33 submenu.
Enter, JAWS.
The first selected item within this submenu is JAWS, which would actually run the JAWS for Windows program if it wasn't running already. HJPAD is listed in this submenu as Run HJPAD, so I'm going to quickly move to the Run HJPAD selection in this menu by typing the letter R.
R, register.
I'll press R again.
R, run Dr. Jaws.
And again.
R, run HJ pad.
There it is. I'll press Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Document-HJPad, edit.
So I've just launched the HJPad application, and my focus is sitting in an empty document. So I'm in a position where I can simply start typing text in this document if I'd like to. But before we do this, I'm going to give you a brief overview of how the HJPad application window is laid out. The first thing that I would like to do is maximize the HJPad application window. A window can be in one of three states, either minimized, where the window appears as an icon down near the bottom of your computer screen, maximized, where the window is enlarged to display the most amount of text on your computer screen, or in a restored state, which is someplace between being minimized and maximized and is definable by the user. Currently, my HJPad application window is in a restored state, and this will be the case by default the first time you launch the HJPad application. So I'm going to carry out the keyboard commands that will allow me to activate the application control menu and change our setting from restored to maximized. The key combination to activate the application control menu is Alt in combination with the space bar.
Alt space, menu active, restore grade.
JAWS speaks Alt space, the keystroke that we pressed, menu active, restore grade. And grade is an indication that a menu item is unavailable. And the reason this menu item is unavailable is because our application window is already in a restored state. I'm going to down arrow through this pull-down menu until I hear the word maximize.
Move. Size. Minimize. Maximize.
That's what I'm looking for. I'll press Enter on this.
Enter. Leaving menus. Document-HJPad. Edit.
Now my HJPad application window takes up the entire screen instead of just a portion of it. Notice if we activate the application control menu again, Alt space bar.
Alt space, menu active, restore.
That option is no longer grayed, but if I down arrow to maximize, I'll go ahead and do this.
Move grade, size, minimize, maximize grade.
We hear that that option is now grayed. As soon as I got into this application control menu, I could have simply pressed the letter X, and this window would have been maximized. The letter X is the accelerator key assigned to the maximize option, and this is pretty standard. The letter that represents the accelerator key for a given menu item is typically highlighted, and we can find out what that accelerator letter is simply by pressing the number 5 on your numpad. I'll go ahead and do this now.
X.
And JAWS speaks X as an X-ray. So if I wanted to quickly maximize, or restore, or minimize for that matter, I could simply press Alt plus spacebar, followed by the accelerator key that represents the menu item that I'd like to activate. Since our application control menu is already maximized, I'm simply going to press the Escape key to return to my main application window. I'll press it once.
Menu bar, document-HJPad, edit.
This places our focus on the menu bar. We'll be talking more about that in just a couple of minutes. And I'll press the Escape key a second time.
Leaving menu bar, document-HJPad, edit.
And we hear the message, leaving menu bar. And my focus is placed back into the edit field of my HJPad main application window.
You have reached the end of side 2. Please fast forward to the end to queue up side 1 for your next listening.